Hey, y'all, you're listening to the Mother Far From Home podcast with me, your host, Rachel Norman. If you desperately need a common sense, down-to-earth perspective on how to mother well without losing it, living in constant stress, or needing to escape your life, you have come to the right place. Welcome back, Mama. I would like to just dive straight into the most kind of important thing that you're going to get if you join us in Nurture and Play. We start April 30th. We start off strong. And I'm teaching moms how to do the strategic 30-minute, one-time-a-week playtimes with their kids, ages 2, you know, late 2-ish up till 12-ish. You can keep doing it, actually, but, you know, that's a kind of a sweet spot. And of course, I'm teaching you how to do the playtimes, how to set everything up, you know, what play patterns mean, like just all that kind of stuff. But there's also other skills that you will get when you're in Nurture and Play. And I have so many testimonials. I encourage you to go to that page and read them, actually. Nurtureandplay.com/join. Nurtureandplay.com/join. But so many moms have just carried over the skills they learn into the normal family life. And just said it affects everything. So you will learn so much. So I just kind of wanted to use this podcast episode to talk about kind of the coaching skills or the results of some of these playtimes that you're going to get. So of course, now that when we do the playtimes itself, you're going to kind of create a space, like a safe place. And in this place, you're going to deepen your understanding of your child. So you might feel like, why do they act like this? Why are they doing this? What's going on? And these playtimes help you see, oh, snap. You get to know your child a little more. You get to understand why they're doing what they're doing. And it builds a connection because you can begin to see, okay, now things are making sense. And we give you the verbal strategies also to be able to dive in and dig with your kids so that you can actually get to the root of some of these behaviors. And you don't only use these in playtimes, you'll use these anytime, basically forever. I learned these skills years and years ago, and I use them on the daily with my kids. It is just these sort of, you know, professional skills that we're going to teach, just can be used in any situation. So these playtimes are going to help your child. They're going to be one tool. I'm not saying it's the only tool. They're going to be one tool that can help your child reach their potential. And when I say that, I mean, the things that stop us from meeting our potential are typically like they're obstacles or they're mental barriers that we have. They're ideas of, okay, well, I can't do this because of this, or, you know, we're stuck, right? So the purpose of these playtimes and why I am so passionate about them is they help you and your kid and the relationship between, they help y'all get unstuck. And we can stay stuck for years. Now, this is not the only way to skin the cat. Of course it isn't, right? And I'm talking about when I give these, I'm talking about the skills you'll learn in Nurture and Play, but it's also just kind of relational skills, right? That when you know how to get to the heart of what your child's going through, this is when you start to make strides. This is when they begin to feel deep trust in you. This is when they begin to feel that connection. Like, you know how when you've gone through life where there have been mentors or friends or people that have helped you through difficult times or encouraged you at just the right time, said the right thing that flipped the switch for you. And what do you feel towards them? Loyal. You feel like, look, you ever need something, you know who to come to. It is me, right? And this is the type of relationship we forge with our kids too, right? Because we tend to make things about us, but the kids aren't, like, they're just in their own world, living out their own ish. And so when we can go and, oh, well, the reason for example, the other day, my son, he went really fast on a test and he didn't say he got in trouble, but he made a bad grade. So the teacher wrote and said he rushed. Okay. So I used these skills to, instead of just like, you made a bad grade, we make A's in this house or whatever. And you know, no kind of shaming, not even just if you rush again, X, Y, Z. I thought there's a reason he's rushing, you know? So I went to him, I used these skills and I thought, he was rushing because he wants to be first. You know, this is for me, like I always wanted to rush and be first, but then I would always make like, you know, in elementary school, low stakes, I would make like 100. So they couldn't really get me in trouble because I did, right? So then they started finding these other ways to, anyway. So I was projecting onto him, he just wants to be first. So I'm using these skills and it come to find out, no, but earlier in the year when he took longer, he would miss out on PE or art or recess. So it for him, the rushing is not some stick it to everybody else, I want to be cool. He's trying to protect his recess. So I like, this is a whole other approach to that now dilemma. You see where I'm going with this? And these are the skills that help you get to that. Instead of just like punishing them or trying to deal with some issue that ain't the issue, I'm teaching you how to get to the issue, right? So really, only you are going to help them figure out where they get hung up, right? And if you feel like your kids are hung up or they're stuck and you can't let it go, you're right. I just want to say, you're right, okay? Don't try to, like, and I think I might have put this later, so I might be borrowing a later point here, but sometimes when we know there's something going on and we know they're stuck, it's like we kind of try to talk ourselves out of it to make ourselves feel better, but it doesn't work because it's not true. So, hey, that's okay. Radical acceptance. My kid's stuck in something. I don't even know what it is. We're going to figure something out. Of course, not this, something else, whatever. It doesn't matter. But don't stay stuck, okay? So when we teach you how to do these playtimes, you're going to learn by practice, by trial, by fire, to master some of these essential parent coaching skills. And I call these, well, I mean, in language of listening, we call them this, but just, it's kind of like, there's normal parenting and there's the caretaking, which is where, you know, we're meeting kind of their physical needs and the cuddling and the hugging and the loving and all this type of stuff. And then there's the coaching skills, which this is how we help our kids learn to think, learn to process, learn to make choices, learn to work through what they've got going on, right? It's kind of like two separate things. And so one way that we do this in our Nurture and Play program is to help you learn to see differently. So these are the skills we teach you that play out and you practice them in the playtime, but you'll use them in any time, right? So you're going to see what your child's doing in a different way. And when you do that, you're not as triggered. You have more faith in them. You're less prone to want to jump in and rescue because you don't think that you need to. You see your child as much more capable. And you sort of break some of that, I guess, enmeshment, you know? And so this alone is worth 10 times the price of the investment of Nurture and Play. And Nurture and Play, by the way, it's $179, but then there's like a 6-month payment plan. So I think it's like, maybe that's $34 a month, something like this. So very accessible. Okay. But this alone is worth, even if this only happened and you never did a playtime, which you will do because you'll want to do them, you will feel like this makes, and let me tell you an example. I won't get into too much of what you'll learn back when you actually get in there, but it's the way you see your kid doing something different. So in language of listening, we have a concept where your kid is actually, when you think they're trying to shy away from a challenge, but they're not. So there's an example of it was a mom and a dad. They did the course together and they were on the call together and they shared this. So they had previously thought their child quit things a lot, right? So they were like pushing, don't give up, don't quit. You know, I think the baby was like 3 or 4. Not a baby, but you know, I feel like I call all kids babies. And so was, you know, trying to do this little puzzle and then would stop. And it was like, they said, you know, in the moment I was like, I want to be like, don't give up. And then I thought, wait a second. And then they watched over a period of a couple of hours where she would go and come and she'd get mad and hit it or throw it or, you know, I might not be saying it exactly specific, but this is the memory I had of the talk. And then after a little while, after, you know, a good couple hours, she did it. And it like totally changed how they saw their daughter because they had previously viewed her as quitting because their timeline was short. The timeline was right now in this moment. But what she was actually doing was carrying on the challenge. And then she did it. They will never see this child as a quitter again. You see what I mean? So you're going to learn in the endless amount of kind of applications of this principle, how to see your kids different, right? Imagine you thinking your kid was a quitter and realizing she just was stopping for a moment to regroup and come back. You can't see her as one that gives up now. You see her one that no matter what happens, she's not giving up. This is the perspective we want to have with our kids, that we see the things in them that they do not yet see. This is what I feel like I'm getting on my soapbox. I'm getting passionate, mamas. This is what it's all about. So another, I guess, benefit or skill you get when you're doing these playtimes is that you can practice being present so that you can guide your kids from there, right? Because what often happens is we end up, our kids do something and we have added a meaning to that. Like, this means, you know, they didn't make their bed. This means they're going to be lazy forever. So now our kid didn't do one physical thing and they are this horrible thing. So now we're triggered, we're upset, we're defensive, we might jump in, maybe we want to rescue, maybe we feel so negative, we end up shaming them, all these different behaviors because we've added this meaning. What you're going to learn in Nurture and Play is how to just take things for what they are, right? So for example, your child's struggling to focus and do their homework. In your mind, they're going to fail in school, they'll never make it through college, they're going to be a lazy, good for nothing who never leaves the house. Like, you might not catastrophize in this way, but these are the meanings you're giving that situation, right? So you're going to learn to step back and learn to handle the trigger, the situation that triggers you. So you can actually see that a lot of the drama that's happening in you is about the meaning you've given to all these things. Right, you're going to learn how to handle this so you can actually support them through what it is right now, which is just trouble concentrating on their homework. I mean, that could literally be because they need to go to the potty. Okay, you see what I'm saying? We're learning to stop making everything so heavy, all right? So you are going to learn as you go through this program, if you elect to go through this program, what we're teaching is to intentionally step into the role of your kids, basically of their life coach, right? You're thinking about them separate from you. You're helping them see themselves in the way that they really are. You're bringing out their strengths, right? You're helping put boundaries and scaffolding around the areas they still need to grow. You're helping them learn how to make their own, you know, changes in path, right? And the reason this matters is because this skill that you will learn to be their life coach, essentially, what, I don't know if you have heaviness around the word life coach, but essentially just a life coach is someone that you go to, that you talk about your issues, they give you perspective, they help you pull threads till it unravels and you see clearly and you're encouraged to move forward in action, right? Or if an action is required, sometimes peace is the action, okay? So the reason it matters that you learn how to be your kid's life coach is because you will do that for literally ever, okay? It does not only come in these 30-minute one-time-a-week playtimes, right? It is not just in that 30 minutes I do this and I stop. I'm telling you, you won't be able to stop because it is so effective and it is so joy-filled. And the more that you learn to do this, the more you see your kids as these just capable, wonderful, little, interesting, delightful humans. And the more you relax as a mom. I know this just sounds crazy if that's not where you're at. And I'm telling you, I would have thought the same thing because I was exactly there. And it felt like every interaction was fraught. I was so pressured to be completely perfect in every way. I basically thought all my kids were me. And, you know, one day I'm in a bad mood, I'm ruining their whole life. I mean, it was just, you know, it was heavy. Of course, when I talk about these things, I make them a little exaggerative. But I feel like this is how I processed them inside myself. I felt exaggerated, people. Okay. But when you learn these skills to be your kid's life coach, they last a lifetime, your skills does, and you can use them on every single kid. Okay, so over the years, I've used playtimes, you know, with all my kids, and now I'm even doing them with one of my good friend's child. And you can use them for every kid, on and on. And I actually use these same skills with my friends. I mean, it's like you now have the ability to sit with somebody no matter what they're going through and build them up. Without, I'm not even talking about just advice, just help them see clearly. It's just a skill that brings a lot of peace for you and your kids. So you will also learn the skills to help your child kind of get in touch with, you know, their strengths and their greatness, the possibilities that they have, right? Because we know kids behave based on who they think they are. So if a kid thinks that they are bad, they're going to act bad. If they think they lie, they're going to lie. If they think they're a liar, they're going to lie. If they think they're not good at math, they're going to stink at math, right? It's almost like what we think about ourselves becomes an actual true physical barrier to moving past it. And then we just spin round and round and round. And so when we get out of this fixing, triggered state, we can actually see our kids in new ways. We can see the strengths they have, and we can reflect, we can tell them, look at that, you did, look at this strength. And it helps them see themselves differently. When they see themselves differently, they behave differently. That's just how it goes. If you think you can't do something, you just can't do it. You don't go do it. If you think you can, you try and you do. And then as your kids see themselves differently, they begin to gather proof of that's true. And then it becomes easier, right? And there's one child, we have a testimonial on the page of the nurtureandplay.com/join, where the mom was pulling, like was using this concept of giving, sharing strengths with their kids. And we tell you exactly how, because it's not praise. It's not like, you're so good. It's like actually using real situations that show their character strengths that they can believe, not like a trophy when all they ever did was strike out. You know what I mean? Anyway, she shares that her son went downstairs, like to the dark, scary basement, and came back up and was like, "Mom, I'm brave." And she was like, you know, "Oh my goodness," you know? So it's like your kids start to believe in themselves, right? So another thing that you learn by doing what we teach you in these in Nurture and Play is you're going to keep possibilities open for your child, right? This sounds kind of fooey, but what I mean by that is because you're seeing them in a different way, you are sure. It's kind of like your kids are like, there's a monster. And you're just like, not, you know, you're not fussed by this because you're like, ain't no monster, right? It's just like, that's not true. So I'm calm. I'm nonchalant here. And when you see your kids and you see their positives and their strength, they may feel stuck. They don't think there's any options. If they feel stuck, then they don't have a solution. But you can keep that place of like positivity open. And that's what you're creating in these playtimes, is a place that you're just like, we'll get there. I'm believing in you, right? And part of what playtimes help kids do is to learn to see their own agency and realize there are options. So there's one great example that Sandy Blacker, the founder of Language of Listening, she created this playtime curriculum along with Dr. Gary Landreth, who's a famous child play therapist. You know, they created it for us to do at home with our kids, right? And so one example she has a video of is a child, you know, you know how you get frustrated and you keep trying to do something that doesn't work. And the child was like over in a corner trying to push something through the window of a dollhouse that was never going to go in. Like it didn't fit. You know, it's like round hole in a square or no square peg in a round hole. It's like the child was trying over and over. This child was working out frustration, right? So these are the time that things that come up, your kids are going to maybe bring up a situation that they're stuck in, and they're going to go on and on and on because they're trying to figure something out about themselves. And this is something huge that when you learn and you can take hold of, the kids are doing their own thing based on their own stuff. And when you step into that role of a parent coach with them, you know, this is not in the realm of caretaking, but in the realm of character development and life preparation and all that type of stuff. When you step into that area of parent coach, you're helping them get breakthrough where they're stuck, right? Instead of just having to resort to punishments to try to motivate them, right? And kind of lastly, and not last, last but not least, I guess they say, is these playtimes really will help you just enjoy that. It's like you're carving out a time to be with your kid and just enjoy it. And Sandy, the founder of Language Listening, who started this, she did playtimes with her young girls. And actually in the curriculum, they have little interviews. And then when they were little and when they're much older, they're in their mid to late 20s now. And it just was so precious, these memories, right? And there's just a difference between the playtime and just normal time, right? So they build connection, positive feelings. You have this feeling of bonding, like the kids just love it. And last time when I opened the doors, it was September, and I had over 251, something like that, moms. And I just got, I mean, it was just amazing to see the testimonials come in. And so right now we're open. We close on April 29th and we start fresh on April 30th. Now, I don't know when this is going to go live again. Last time it was 6 months. I think 6 months from now, I'm actually going to do my sibling relationship course instead of this one. So I actually don't know when this is going to be open again. So if you know you're interested, I just encourage you to join it. You have access for 2 years to the to the curriculum. So you can join us at nurtureandplay.com/join. And of course, if you have any questions, you can drop us an email, rachel@amotherfarfromhome.com. And I just really encourage you, whether you do this or not, if you think your kid is stuck, they are, and you just can learn these skills. You don't have to outsource everything. Yes, we outsource when we need built skill building, right? But I encourage you, when you go to figure out the tools, if we're going to outsource, we need to outsource in a way that equips us to keep it going, right? So learn something that'll help you be able to keep doing this and helping your children as they go. I will talk soon, Mama. As always, thanks so much for listening to this podcast. You can find me on my website, A Mother Far From Home, and on YouTube under the same name. If you like this podcast, I'd love it if you could write a 5-star review, and it'll help all the algorithms to get it in front of other moms who benefit from this encouragement. Until next time, keep it real out there, Mama.